And with that, we'll move to item 20, Adventure 250 program.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Oh, now you can hear me. My name is Heather Berg. I'm the Parks GIS Specialist, and joining me today is Rachel Comas, who is the Parks Statewide Volunteer Coordinator. And today we're going to give you a brief update on the 2026 park theme, which is called Adventure 250, Make Your History in South Dakota State Parks. So we are about a month away from kickoff, and we're really excited. Everything's starting to come together. We will give you a pretty cool update on the prizes. You do have brochures in front of you. Those are highlighting many of the adventures that are going to be going on across the state. And this program does tie directly into America's 250th birthday celebration, but we are very focused on how we can get South Dakotans to engage in our parks and really get connections in those meaningful ways. The campaign does start May 11th, and it will run until September 6th. And at its core, it's about enhancing those visitor experiences in our parks. This gives people a simple way to try something new, visit a different park, or spend a little more time in the parks they're already visiting. These activities are going to be flexible and accessible, so anyone can do them at their own pace. The goal is to encourage repeat visits, get people outdoors, and help make those connections to our great state parks. So how do visitors take part in these adventures? And that is where that adventure part comes in. Each region has its own set of unique adventures, and that's really where this program stands out. These adventures are designed to highlight things visitors may not even know are there, like the summer concert series at Shade Hill, or tracking down the elusive Sasquatch at Lake Hiddenwood, or following in the footsteps of Lewis and Clark at Spirit Mountain. The goal, again, is to help people discover something new, even in parks they've already visited, and give them a reason to explore more. In addition to the regional adventures, we've also included experiences that can happen at nearly any state park. These are designed to be flexible and accessible, whether someone is visiting for a few hours or staying for several days. Some are longtime favorites, like fishing and birdwatching, while others encourage visitors to try something new, like disc golf or stargazing. We are also promoting midweek camping by assigning the maximum point value of 50 points for those activities. The goal, again, is to show that no matter which park someone visits, there's always an opportunity to discover something new. Participation is simple. Visitors complete adventures and submit them to earn points. They can visit the same park multiple times or explore different parks throughout the summer. So, for example, if someone is enjoying the trails at Newton Hills every weekend, they can submit each week and be eligible for those prizes. Each submission does require a selfie at the park sign to verify the visit, and the theme website is live and will include an interactive map that shows not only where the adventures can occur, but also our best pick of where you should take those selfies with the sign. Entries are submitted weekly, and then the drawing takes place the following week. This is designed to be easy to participate, but we're also going to be getting very valuable information on how people are exploring our parks and engaging with them. We'll be using this information to better adjust future programming and determine the overall success of the program.
Adventure 250 keeps participants excited and coming back week after week. It's kind of the theme you keep hearing this year. It's multiple ways to win. We're rewarding both participation and dedication. We want to keep those folks engaged. Weekly drawings across our four regions create consistent opportunities for visitors to stay engaged while also driving traffic to the parks throughout the entire program. At the same time, those that have fully committed to reach 250 points are recognized in a big way. They become a part of our Adventure 250 Club and will receive a swag prize bundle, and they also earn entry to win our grand prizes. This structure, again, not only incentivizes participation, but celebrates the experience our visitors are creating along the way. And we're excited to partner with Independent Insurance Agents of South Dakota, whose support of $20,000 helped make this opportunity possible. Their commitment aligns with our mission and vision to serve and connect people and families to the outdoors while enhancing the quality of life for current and future generations. The weekly prizes shown here add an extra layer of excitement and anticipation throughout the program. Each week highlights different gear and experiences that enhance time spent in the outdoors. And these are all things that our visitors can immediately use in our parks. This ongoing promotion keeps Adventure 250 top of mind all season long, while also showcasing the many ways people can enjoy the state parks. It encourages participants to return, try those new activities, and continue to build memories. To showcase these prizes, our users will be presented the prizes on site at the parks with park staff, our sponsor agent, and will take photos of those winners with those items. These prize presentations will be posted each week to Facebook with digital picture frames that also showcase our sponsor's logo as well as ours. The grand prizes are designed to be the ultimate reward for those who fully embrace the Adventure 250 experience. Participants who reach those 250 points aren't just entered to win. They've truly immersed themselves in everything our parks have to offer. So these prize packages will reflect some of the best outdoor recreation in South Dakota. From camping to relaxing weekends in our parks, and of course fishing too, each item is intentionally selected to extend the experience beyond the program, giving winners more opportunities to get outside and continue exploring. Most importantly, this is about recognizing and celebrating our commitment to our visitors to make discoveries in new places and trying new activities while building those lasting memories. In the end, the grand prizes help carry the spirit of Adventure 250 forward, encouraging participants to continue coming back to our parks to make their own history. This program connects a national historic milestone to our parks by driving visitation, highlighting the unique stories found at each location, and creating meaningful personal experiences along the way. For 250 years, people have explored the landscapes that became our parks. Now it's our visitors' turn to do the same. Every hike, campfire, discovery, and family outing is much more than just a visit. It becomes a lasting memory and a piece of their own history. Thank you for the opportunity to share about Adventure 250.
Very good. Any questions? I do have one. Thank you for the QR code. So they take their photo, their selfie in front of the sign. Where do they submit it to? Will it go through the QR code? Or?
Yes, so the QR code will take you through the chair. Sorry. The QR code will take you to the dedicated theme website, and within that website I'll have the rules, but it also has the link to the survey. We're using Survey123 again this year. We've done it the last 7 years. Works out great. They will be able to enter their information as well as check off which adventures they participated in. And then we'll get, again, some valuable feedback to help get some metrics on the success of the program.
Very good. Very creative. A lot of work went into this. Good job. Any other questions or comments? Well done. Thank you. Good work. Yes, every commissioner should be going to their area.
Yes, I agree. I would say that.
It's our homework.
See, there is a part to highlight on that, that for eligibility purposes, of course, you know, we have if you're an agent member or a GFP member. So if you guys wanted to have an internal commissioner challenge and see which could reach the most points, we can gladly accommodate that. So you guys could list yourself as a Team GFP member, and we could track your points and let you know who's in the lead each month.
It is on.
glad I could help. Thank you.
The communications team will come up with a really good prize.
Maybe right. The commission could challenge the staff.
Oh, all right, let's keep moving on.
Thank you.
No, good job, everyone.